Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Day number 26.
Day 26, Americans held hostage behind enemy lines. I know the mob, the media, they want to ignore. I mean, imagine if it was you, someone you love, a friend, a neighbor, a relative behind enemy lines. And there are so many good people that are working so hard behind the scenes and on the ground to save American lives. One of them is not Joe Biden. Our own government, our own State Department said, yeah, we're not, even if you get permission for a private charter, don't think you can land in the U.S. No, you're not allowed to land. You're not allowed to land here with American citizens that are hostages. We're getting them home, but you can't land here because, okay, well, we have to vet the other people inside the plane. We're capable of doing that. And then if another country needs our sign off, we're not going to give it to you. Never in my life did I think this would be unfolding in America. We got a lot to get to today. We expect Joe Biden to mumble, fumble, bumble his way through another incoherent, you know, speech. He's practicing right now, is my bet, inside the Oval. Or at some point today, there'll be numerous practices, you know, reading this speech over and 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 over again. And the list of people, if he does take questions, if they allow him to take questions, I'm not supposed to take questions. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to take questions. They tell me I'm not to. You guys are making me. I'm going to get in trouble if I take questions. I got to go. Oh, mic's off. But anyway, if he does take questions, we'll see. By the way, I have been, I shouldn't really talk about myself. I got to vent for like 30 seconds. I have been poked. I have been stabbed. I have been prodded. I probably have had 10 needles thrown at me in the last 24 hours for crap. Just stupid stuff. Nothing that is, you know, life-threatening. Just medical stuff that you never want to do, that your doctor makes you do. And I am in a foul mood over it. I can tell you that. I don't like it at all. If I ever get to the case, the point where it's like, I got to go through that hell of being in a hospital and poked and prodded and jabbed and stabbed, and forget it. Just send me home. I'll go home. Well, I've read enough near death experience books to think that, you know, I believe in heaven. I believe in paradise, and it'll just be my time. Why are you all like in my ear? Like, what is wrong with you? Because I don't
listen.
Like
this
being
is
poked.
This is a very
like
uplifting
touched.
Moment.
I don't like being stabbed. I don't like being jabbed. I don't like any of it. What?
No, I mean, this is, you know, it's a great way to start 3 o'clock. You know, it's wonderful.
No, because one of the things, because of my martial arts training, in part, you know, we do pain day. And, you know, part of the pain day process is you stretch out your arm. And literally, people take a hammer punch and pound it to calcify your bones. And as a part of that, you know, your skin gets really tough. So it's not that easy to just find veins, apparently, in somebody like me. And they're like, they can't believe it. Your skin is like leather. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's not because of the sun, because it's not like I'm out getting suntans any day. Don't exactly live that kind of life. But anyway, I digress. Everybody that goes through the medical system at some point, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a pain in the neck, and it puts me in a foul mood. But I'll tell you what does break my heart, and just to get back to what is important, and it's not me, but it does break my heart that we've left Americans behind. And I know many of you feel the same way. When I talk to vets that served in Afghanistan, they all feel the same way. They feel betrayed, let down. They feel like, you know, the question, why? Those that were there when friends lost their lives, and or when they lost their limbs, and the years of getting their life back to never to the level where it was, but to just build a new life with great difficulties and challenges that are now lifelong struggles. I have no right to complain about anything. And I just think about all of the blood at that and our American treasure lost for what? We can't do this again, ever. You know, what happened on 9/11, Saturday is the 20th anniversary. You know, when we look at the 9/11 Commission report, it demanded that we understand what was happening. They were at war with us. We were not at war with them. Now we understand it. Now the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, apparently getting aid now from China, financial aid, recognition from China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, they're all now, you know, just trying to fill the void of the U.S. and their precipitous loss, humiliating pullout, embarrassing pullout. And it couldn't have been done in a worse way. All of it was preventable. And now they're going to take full advantage of it. And now this becomes now, well, they were at war with us. They are now going to plot, plan, scheme the next attack. And what I'm really worried about, you know, the reports that I had yesterday that we have unvetted Afghan citizens in the U.S. that we've flown here, unvetted, that are allowed to leave without any permission or supervision whatsoever. We don't, I mean, is it possible? It's probably actually likely that terror cells are going to evolve and develop as a result of the lack of vetting of people into the U.S. Now, we did promise our Afghan allies we'd get them out. We have a database. We even have biometrics. Oh, that's right. We left that behind, too, along with Apache and Black Hawk helicopters and drones and C-17s and C-130s, I guess, and the other 200-plus aircraft and helicopters we left behind. We would have had the ability in April, May, June, July, when the Taliban was on the march and Joe refused to use the bombs. The answer going forward, though, is simple. If you go back to 2001, modern technology, modern military weaponry that we have now perfected didn't exist. And this is how Donald Trump defeated the caliphate in Iraq and Syria. He bombed the daylights out of them. We had intelligence sources on the ground, well, you know, well hidden, and offering the support logistically so that our drones, our military superiority could take over without Americans going door to door like they did in Baghdad and getting their legs blown off with IEDs. We can't fight wars like that anymore because we don't fight them to win them. You can't fight wars with Obama and Biden, you know, putting handcuffs, rules of engagement on our brave men and women that are risking their lives. They've got to make split-second decisions. Who the hell are we to second-guess their decision if we're not over there in the moment when a motorcycle is coming at them, as we've talked in one particular case, Clint LaRance's case? Who are we to decide? You can't win wars that way. If we're going to fight a war and you don't have no intention of winning it and you're going to allow it to be politicized like Vietnam and now Afghanistan, and then you're not even going to use the military superiority to push back the enemy on the march so you can safely, while you're in control, evacuate every American and every Afghan ally and take all of our military equipment with us, then what's the point of having it? But moving forward, that military superiority, we must maintain that great advantage. And this is where Democrats never want to spend a dime on the military and the advanced military weaponry that it will take to fight future conflicts and wars, and there will be them. And, you know, boots on the ground, banging on door to door, that's got to stop. We also need to know who our enemy is. You know, the idea that we have a Secretary of State that is lecturing the Taliban on the lack of, you know, inclusiveness in their new government is so ridiculously naive. Hey, Mr. Blinken, are you that dumb? They take women, teenage girls, young girls, as quote, brides. They steal them from their mothers and fathers, and they turn them into sex slaves for Taliban fighters. What part of that are you missing and not understanding here? Subjugation of women? You know, you want to talk about mistreatment of women? They're not going to listen or be lectured by you. You not understand Sharia law as practiced by the Taliban? Women won't be going to school any longer. They won't be going to work any longer. Young girls will be ripped out of their parents' arms and they will be turned into sex slaves. What part of this are you not getting? You're dealing with terrorists. You think you have leverage? Tell me what the leverage is. Because they've got all the leverage. They're called American citizens that are hostage, that you abandoned. I'm looking at pictures of journalists that were beaten by the Taliban. Probably, I don't know who these journalists are, but you have journalists arrested by the Taliban and other journalists under arrest by the Taliban. And we don't know about some of them, but Afghan journalists, yeah, we see pictures have been released. They beat the living Adam Schiff out of them. And I'll show you the pictures on Hannity tonight. They beat the hell out of them. Well, you want to lecture them on inclusivity and a free media and freedom of speech and freedom of the press next? Are you that stupid, dumb, and naive about the enemy that you are dealing with? They don't care about women's rights. If you're gay in Afghanistan and they find out, they will kill you. They don't care about human rights. This is why when you fight an enemy, know your enemy. Don't see this through rose-colored glasses. I see, you know, it's insane to me that this could ever happen. Biden missed the deadline. Senator Marsha Blackburn and some others, Tom Cotton led the way, actually. They gave a deadline of 5 p.m. Tuesday to give the public a full account of every American left behind. You know why they didn't give it? Because they don't know. They don't have a clue. So we think it's under 100. Meanwhile, you know, Daryl Issa and all these, when I talk to congressmen and senators, they can name 150 people they're in touch with. In some cases, identified by Daryl Issa, around 500, not including their families, which makes it over 1,000. Then you've got the Taliban, a report saying, well, they might allow dual nationals, including Americans, to leave. They've been on the tarmac for 6 months. And the Afghans that were also on the plane were ripped off the plane. And what I'm hearing is, if in fact they're in the database that Joe left behind along with the military equipment, or they match up with the biometrics, they're being pulled out. My guess is they'll never be seen or heard from again. They're done. That's your enemy, Mr. Blinken. That's who they are. Know your enemy. And if you're going to go fight a war and risk American lives and treasure, our national treasure, our children, then you better fight the damn thing and win it. You know, there's still debate over Hiroshima and Nagasaki and Harry Truman. If you're gonna fight a war, win it overwhelmingly as quickly as you possibly can. Or don't go. That's different than a strategic strike on a particular area. I am disgusted beyond words at what's happened. So Biden will talk about COVID. Let's see if he talks about the Americans he abandoned today. My guess is he won't. We'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One Democratic congressman, we're still working on getting Americans who want to leave out of Afghanistan. We have 600, this is a Democrat, 600 requests that we're still working on, about a dozen from American citizens, many of them who still can't get out. Biden's Secretary of Defense on Al-Qaeda, we're putting them on notice. How naive are these people between Blinken, Austin, and what's the NSA guy? Just one's dopier than the other. Milley, he's the Joint Chiefs. You can add him to the list. Add Joe to the, Joe's totally clueless. Jake Sullivan is who I was thinking of. Anyway, put them all on the list. And he's now putting them on notice, the Taliban. Oh, they're shaking in their boots, sir. Are you really that naive? You know, saying with the terror group, and being a breeding ground for ISIS and Al-Qaeda, et cetera, that we expect them not to allow the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan to turn into the old Afghanistan. Okay, sure, sure, General, whatever you say. Can you send us money? Because that's all they want is ransom. Unbelievable. It's so sad and it's so easy to get rid of. The Taliban blocked 143 Americans that we know from leaving the country. These are the planes that we talked about and Afghan allies. Daryl Issa puts it at 5,000. Blinken admits the Taliban is not allowing flights with Americans to leave until they have secured proper documentation. Okay, they have passports. What else do they need? And Jen Psaki is defending not allowing charter flights from Afghanistan to land at U.S. bases. We don't have a role in preventing flights from taking off. We're not on the ground, so that's not something the U.S. government is doing. Why not? Why not? American citizens' lives are at risk. How about saying, yes, you can land in the U.S. if an American citizen has a passport?
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.